It's time to get your sports weekend rolling. This is the WILS Weekend Kickoff with Dave Benton.
Welcome back. Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS, streaming live at 1320WILS.com. Got a good show planned for you. Western Michigan head coach Steve Hawkins will be with us. Central Michigan head coach Ernie Ziegler will be with us. And also Oakland University head coach for men's basketball, Greg Campy, will be with us. But we're talking about the Final Four right now. We'll get to Tigers in a little bit. But, Scott, I wanted to – you had some interesting points that you wanted to bring up here because we were talking in the first segment about the fact that after this weekend, as great as Finals Four weekend is, as great as the games are, it's very depressing to think about the 4 months ahead now afterwards with sports coverage. And particularly I'm talking about ESPN because they are usually the most guilty of it. Now, are we going to be spending time talking about things, just trying to waste time? Possibly, from time to time. But ESPN seems to be the most guilty of this when we're talking about like endless Heat coverage.
Making up stories.
Making up stories to get the Heat and the Knicks involved and things like that. And I'm really, as much as I love this weekend and as much as I look forward to Final Four weekend, I really do not look forward to the Wednesday after Final Four weekend because I know that's really the end of sports as we know it.
Well, it really doesn't help our cases considering we hate the NBA and we're not very big hockey fans either, because those are the two sports that are winding down right now or winding up for the playoffs. And really, I don't care that much, and I'm pretty sure you don't care that much either.
You know what I hate about the NBA and the NHL? Honestly, this is the biggest. There's two main things that I hate about the NBA. Number one, the playoff season seems like it's as long as the regular season, because you've got basically a team will play a playoff game, and then they'll wait 4 days or 5 days before they play their second playoff game. So the series just take forever. And now that they extended it to the 7 games first round, it just takes forever. And you just lose interest. And the second reason I don't like the NBA is the fact that you literally don't have to watch anything but the last 2 minutes of a game. Because everything up before that, somebody's going to go on a big run. Then guess what? The other team's going to make a big comeback. And then in the last 2 minutes, you're going to have a close game and you see what happens after that. So for me, that's why I hate the NBA, is those two main reasons. There's a lot of reasons, but those are the two main reasons why I can't get into it. You know, some of the things that I don't like about the NBA is not the NBA's fault. It's the way that us, the media, cover it. It's the way that we make it so that the New York Knicks seem like the greatest thing on earth now that they have Carmelo Anthony, even though Anthony spent about 6 or 7 years proving to everybody that he can't win a championship on his own in Denver. So why all of a sudden, now that he's in New York, do we think that he has what it takes to lead a team to a championship? And that's not on the New York Knicks. Okay, they're just trying to sell tickets with Carmelo Anthony. That's on us, the media, for blowing it out of proportion and making it look like the greatest deal ever created.
I think we can just blame it all on ESPN and the East Coast bias. I am more than willing and okay with myself in doing that.
I mean, they're the main coverage of the NBA. So you would have to put it on that, but newspapers do it too. You know, radio shows do it too. It's the way that we are brought up to pay attention to sports. Is you take a couple of big teams, you take all their moves, and you dissect every little thing that they do. And you look at the Miami Heat, they're another great example. Okay, you've got a team that, can we just let them play a season? I mean, they're third in the East, they're 2 games back of first in the East right now. Okay, they've got 3 of the best players in the NBA, no doubt about it. Okay, they're a good team, but any team, especially the first year they're playing together, is going to go on winning streaks. They're going to go on losing streaks. Why is nobody ripping the LA Lakers and the fact that they've beaten almost nobody good this whole year? They just beat the teams that they should beat, and they've lost a lot of games to good teams, yet nobody rips them apart. They just rip the Heat apart when the Heat don't beat good teams.
That's exactly it. They're spending too much time on the Heat, and I think it's the Heat are just the media spectacle all the way around. After the decision, LeBron brought it on himself to start off with.
Yes.
And it became the easiest story to cover. That, I mean, they are so PR inept, the Miami Heat, LeBron James, that after every game, after every loss, you would think it's a meaningless loss. And then they're talking about, they're crying in the locker room. The coach said they're crying. Oh, no. Now he comes out. No, they weren't crying. You guys misinterpreted what I said when I said they're crying in the locker room.
Yeah.
They can't get it straight themselves, so they make it easy to tear them apart and to talk about.
Well, and, you know, I guess the reason I never talk about it is the fact that when LeBron James decided he was going to Miami, I just decided, you know what? He doesn't want to be a star in the NBA. He wants to be not a role player. He wants to be a great player, but he doesn't like the pressure of being talked about all the time. And I thought, you know what? If you're going to go to a team with a whole bunch of other players, that's great. Go have a great career in Miami. That's fine. But I'm done talking about you as one of the best players in the NBA history and things of that nature. I'm just done talking about it because you didn't want that responsibility of playing on a team like that. And so I guess that's the reason that I stopped really paying attention to the Heat and what was going on. But it's suffocating, and we're going to get it more and more after this tournament is done.
The thing that is going to be worse, and you touched on it in the open, is the mock drafts.
Oh,
we thought it was bad. In years past, I just stopped watching. I hardly ever watch ESPN. I watch SportsCenter for some highlights. I don't want to hear their analysis because I don't care about what any of them say because they're so full of it. And I know that we're going to get Mel Kiper telling us, oh, this guy is going to be drafted here. This is what... And we know that it's been proven year in and year out that he is nowhere close to being
not
right.
To mention... Okay, so you take Kiper and McShay and you really... It's a double-edged sword because on one hand, if they agree on everything, what's the point of having both of them? Because you're like, okay, you're both telling me the same thing. Why are you both on here? Like, I've watched mock drafts where on the bottom line, it's like 10 straight picks is just Kiper and McShay, pick this guy. Kiper and McShay, pick this guy. But then you have times where they completely disagree on players. I'll give you Jimmy Clausen as a great example, okay? One guy, and I can't remember which guy, had him going like top five.
Kiper
had him going like top five. McShay had him going in the second round. Okay? How can you analyze correctly? How can one of you be right when you're that far apart? How can I listen to what either one of you say? Because how can you be getting this information if you're both quote unquote talking to the execs and talking to the people? How can you be getting different information? That makes no sense to me.
That's the one thing. If I'm reading anything, I want to see if they list any sources, who it's coming from, what they're basing their information on, or what they're basing where they're placing guys on. If it's just, oh yeah, he's throwing the ball well. If it's from his own eyes, I don't believe it. Maybe if they say, yes, this former scout, I'll believe a former scout any day. But guys who are just analysts, when you can say sources, you can just say, sources tell me that the Panthers like Cam Newton at one. That's what we're hearing, but we don't really have anything solid to base that on.
Yeah, no, totally. I agree with you. And you know what? I think a lot of this stuff that we're talking about, SportsCenter and ESPN brought upon themselves when they decided to make it the hour-long SportsCenter every single day of the week. Okay, because, you know, when I was growing up, SportsCenter was 30 minutes long. And it was just boom, 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 highlights, highlight after highlight after highlight, get through it, maybe one package, and that's about it. Well, now you have so much to fill, so much time, they've almost turned into a CNN where you have to create this stuff in order to fill time so you have all that time because the half hour was enough for highlights. It was enough. I want to talk a little bit more NFL when we come back, though, because there was an interesting story involving bad journalism and maybe a little bit of racism. It's coming up next, Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS.